Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to Joy of Business Radio. I am Maggie Emerson and I am a Joy of Business facilitator here to entertain you for the next hour and talk about finding your flow in life and business. And that's one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. And so we will really be diving into what that is, what it can look like for you. And before I dive into that, I just want all of you listeners to know that there is actually this phenomenal creation going on amongst all of the Joy Business facilitators, and it's the Joy of Business Book Club. In this book club, we meet every week on Thursdays, and we discuss a chapter of the book, and it's free. So you get to hop on live on a Zoom with all of us, and, well, not all of us at the same time, but between one and three facilitators are on there to discuss specific chapters. So if you're wanting more Joy of Business in your life and you want to talk to us facilitators live via the web, join us at accessjoyofbusiness.com/bookclub. And if you haven't read Simone's book yet, Simone is the creator, founder of the Joy of Business. I highly, highly recommend that if you're listening to this show right now. So, and now into the flow. I love how the universe, actually, I talk about the universe, you may think about it as God or however you find your way in the universe, and there's beautiful synchronicities that can go on. And I talk about it as finding your flow. So what is flow? Flow is when it seems like, and I'll put in a quote back, it seems like things are all going your way, right? And it actually is, they're going your way, and you are in the energy of the things you are asking for. So let me back that up a little bit more. What I want you to do, and I'm going to take you on an adventure, a journey through this next little bit. So the beginning of the adventure is I really would like you to get the idea right now of what you would like your life and your business to be. Like if you were to have a genie to grant you your wishes, right? Or it was 11:11 and you made your wish, or however it is that you make your wishes, I invite you to look at, okay, what would you like your life and business to be? And you could have details and more. What I want you to do is pull up the energy, because finding your flow is really about being in a certain energy, and some may call it a vibration of who you are. And to do this, you might want to think of a time, it could be right now, a time in your life where, you know, it was like every corner you turned around, every action you took, it just lit you up. It brought joy. There was bubbly sensation in your body. And notice what that is, right? Notice the sensation of that and let your body have that experience as well. You might even get a beautiful smile on your face as you play with this exercise. So get that. It might be, so think about, is there a different car you'd be driving? Is there a sensation of that? Is there a bigger business? Is there more people in your life, less people in your life? What is that? Get that energy, right? Get the idea and notice, again, stay in tune as we go through this conversation and this adventure, what is going on with your body? Because your body will be one of your greatest allies to finding, staying in, cultivating, and dynamically increasing your flow. Awesome. So you got that. I'm going to trust you do. And from there, it's like, okay, tap in, like, you want to remember, be able to recall this energy, because it's when things show up with this energy, you want to move in that direction. And what will happen, it'll be like you are the energy and the life force that brings you down the path of least resistance. And that's your flow. So here's what I want you to do next. So I want you to get an idea of a time that you had flow. Like maybe it was a time you just bought a new car and everything lined up. Maybe it was you had a new job and everything lined up. And again, I want you to get the energy of that. And I want to, and I'm also going to give you some examples from my world of how I've done that. But first, I really want you to get into what you know, because the thing about the joy business and creating your life and finding your flow is that you actually know, whether you know or you don't know in this 10 seconds, there's a knowing inside of you. And if I told you exactly what your flow is, that would A, be unkind of me, and B, it would be a disservice to you, because your flow is your flow. We can have similar experiences around flow, but your flow is your flow. And that's what makes you uniquely you in your life. And that's what actually makes you uniquely you if you're an entrepreneur and you're creating your own business. That's what makes you stand out from the crowd. Cool? So here's an example. And actually, some of you have heard me on the radio show before. And you have heard me as Maggie Schlarb. So Maggie Schlarb was my married name. And as you can tell, I'm not married anymore. I call it unmarried, and it's a beautiful thing. And in that whole, like, following the flow of letting the marriage go, and how do I cultivate my business, and how do I show up in the world with all that, while staying in this space of creating a life, right, as opposed to decaying my life. And so I kept, for a little bit after getting unmarried, I kept my last name because I wanted it to be associated with my son. I have a really awesome 6-year-old son. And in that, though, there was something gnawing at me. So when you get something gnawing at you, right, the sensation that keeps coming into your world, you keep thinking of it, that's an indication of the flow or the universe or however you want to call it, coming in to tap you on the shoulder and be like, hey, look at this, right? And oftentimes you go, not now, not now, not now, until it keeps nagging on you and you're like, okay, I'm going to look at it. So I looked at this whole bit of having a different last name, and I had these requirements in my world of, okay, well, I actually require it to be associated with my kiddo because logistically I'm a different nationality than him. And he, so having a similar common name on our passports, I have the sense that that would create greater ease when we travel, because we do travel internationally for fun and business together often. And so I was in this contracted state of, I don't want this last name anymore, right? So notice what I said, I was in a contracted state, like really intensely, like trying to figure out what this would be. So you can see how this could relate to if you're a business, if you're trying to name a product, if you're trying to create something, and you go into basically a box of like, it has to happen, it has to happen now, and you shove yourself into conclusion, right? So it's in that space for a while. And I know when I go here, there's a sensation in my body too. It really feels like even my shoulders will come forward when I'm in that space. And it's an indication to me that's like, oh, okay, it's actually time to let go. It's time to let go of all the points of view that I have around this specific thing. In this instance, it was my name. So I started to go, okay, I'm gonna let it go. And because I tried to figure it out. And so whenever you go into figuring it out, or your body becomes tense, or you keep getting into the same box and you just kind of the sensation is almost like you're hitting your head on the wall, you know you're not quite in the flow. And truly, all you need to do is drop your guard, drop your barriers, and allow the information to come to you. Okay, so what I did was like, all right, my favorite thing to do when I get out of the flow, and we'll talk more about that too, further down our conversation on this show, when I get out of the flow, I know that one of my fastest ways to get into the flow is to move my body and to actually leave technology behind and get out there and get into my own skin, get really present with what is so that I can be in that dance, the flow of life. So off I went on a hike. And I don't even know exactly how it came in, but I started asking questions. And asking questions is another way that you can continuously stay, keep yourself in the flow, and expand how dynamic following the energy and being the flow can be. And it's a great way to whip yourself back into it. So I started asking questions about, okay, well, what else is possible here? What could I create with this? In that there's a lot of things coming up in my business and in my life that if I stuck with my married name, I kind of have to stick with it from here on out because there's so much ready to launch and go forward in the world. And I knew that that wasn't really going to work for me. So I started asking questions, and all of a sudden it dawned on me. My son, to keep that whole thing in the, keep our names somewhere similar, I pondered, okay, I could go back to my maiden name and then change his name too and have that in there. And that felt heavy. And for those of you who are now first listening and you haven't heard of the light and heavy tool, there's something that you can play with called just that, the light and heavy tool, right? So if something is light for you, it's actually true for you. Like if it brings a spaciousness or a lightness to your world, there's a truth in it. Like that's what ideally is the invitation for you to have as every part of your life and living. Work like choosing the lightness, right? If it's heavy for you, and I'll tell you more about what if it's heavy for you when we get back from the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face.
Someone being bullied online, you can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Joy of Business Radio Show with your host today, Maggie Emerson. We're talking about finding your flow in life and business. And just before the break, I actually left you with a cliffhanger, as I tend to do on these shows. It tends to be a trait with some of us fellow Joy of Business facilitators. I left you with the cliffhanger of what we're talking about, light and heavy. So we just talked about what light was, and light is the sensation of spaciousness, the lightness of you. And then I was about to talk about heavy, and that's the stuff that kind of makes your gut churn. It's the gut churning stuff that it's not so great. It's not the butterfly flip-flop, I'm nervous, I'm about to leap into something really cool. It's more the like, oh, I really don't want to do this sensation. So that's heavy. Like I spoke of before the break too, right? My body will actually show me, like I'll start to curl my shoulders over and naturally when something feels heavy. So that's something you can that will allow you to know, when you're in the flow, it's light, it's fun. And not to be confused with stepping away from being uncomfortable, because when you're in the flow, there might be some discomfort in that you're doing stuff, you're moving forward in a way you haven't moved forward before. Yet things are showing up with ease. So back to my story about my name change under the prize to show you. So as I was hiking, I realized that I had really adamantly chosen to give my son a name that came from my family so that he had something of quote unquote mine in his name. So little did I know that he was about 6.5 years ago, somehow I, who knows if it was an awareness, a clinky dink, who knows, that this wonderful name, Emerson, was put in his name because it meant brave and powerful, and it was my grandfather's middle name. So as I was hiking, all of a sudden, bing, his name comes to mind, and I became Maggie Emerson. And yes, it's odd. I didn't take my original name that I was born with, but the cool thing here is I really follow the flow of like, who am I and how am I going to be in the world and how does it affect my business and how do I show up? Because my maiden name actually is really difficult to say. So it just didn't make sense for where I'm taking my business. So there's one example of, being in the flow, and it actually does have to do with business and life, right? Because who am I in the world? How do you present yourself? When I go up on stage, what is the name going to be, right? What am I confidently going to say? And asking questions, as you've heard on so many of these shows, if you're new, you'll start to learn that asking questions is one of the most dynamic key ways to create your life and living. Just being in the question will allow you to go from the spaces of putting your blinders on. Like we tend to decide and we create these points of view, whether it's from our experiences or whether it's from what we grew up with. We put these, like, can you imagine horse blinders, right? So we're just looking forward as to what that is. Well, I will tell you, you might think that the flow is like a streamline, but the flow is actually the ebbs and flows and the rivers and the eddies that is the adventure of following the energy. So when you don't ask a question and you are living as a conclusion or you're living as a point of view, those horse blinders are there, right? The blindfold is there, depending on how conclusive you are about your points of view. When you open the door and you ask questions, there, what happens is those walls and those barriers fly open for you to see the possibility, and then the flow begins to move dynamically. So some of the questions, basic questions you can start with is, what else is possible here that I've never considered, right? You're bumping up with stumble in relationship anywhere in your life. What else is possible here that I've never considered? How does it get even better than this? What can I choose to do or be different here that would allow this to turn out far greater than I can possibly imagine, right? Who can I talk to? And this, who can I talk to? Where can I go? What can I listen to that will open up a doorway or doors, multiple doors of possibilities to allow me to have more ease with this? And this can be relationship, this can be business, pretty much anything, right? And like an example of this in my business is right now I'm in the middle, I'm so excited, there is a creation program that I am in the middle of creating. And I so want it to be live right now. And that would mean I would be forcing it into creation and I would be hindering the flow. This creation actually has a lot of flow to it, which is wonderful. And then there is this inner part of me that just is like the horse at the gates. I just want to get going. And what I'm doing with this is actually staying in the question and or pulling myself when I go into, no, I want it now, pulling myself into being, living, choosing as the question, and allowing the program to be created through me. So what do I mean by that? It really is continuing like a paid program. Like how, like I was really asking, like how long does this program want to be? What is my target audience? What is this audience that I'm reaching out to looking for, right? What are their biggest things that they are having struggles with? So I'm asking these questions, and I actually have this beautiful whiteboard that I keep writing all these things down. So I have an awareness, and I'm getting inside their heads and finding that out, right? And I'm asking some friends, and I'm asking some fellow colleagues of what are they looking for? Where is that in their business, right? Where in the business are they asking for more? Where in the business could they use a leg up, some more systems that will allow them to have more ease and to create more? A lot of the people I hang out with want to create more. So it's like, how do I contribute to that? So notice there's a ton of question there, and it invites me to be in the flow. Okay, and so from that, I'm asking myself more questions. Okay, so what are the words that they are hunting for, right? Where do they go to Google, right? What are they Googling? And so I go and I Google what are the most common things Googled about ABC, right? So I'm in the flow of being in the question, okay, this. And then I find out, you know, what are they Googling? Okay, they're Googling about how to create and generate more clients, more revenue. Okay, cool. So I start to research that. And notice how it's so not linear, so not linear. And I'm bouncing you all over the place. Yet, I'm in the flow and I'm creating something that is far greater than if I went and sat down and was in a conclusionary place. So how does it get better than that? The next thing I want to share with you is how to notice when you're out of the flow. And the truth here is, what I actually like want to get across is you are actually in your flow all the time, whether things are going really great or things are going really bad or somewhere in between. Your point of view creates your reality. Therefore, your point of view creates the flow in which you're in. So if you look at what's showing up in your life right now, what kind of flow are you in? Are you in the flow of bumping up against stuff? Are you in the flow of everything coming your way? Are you in the flow of kind of mediocre? What kind of flow are you in? And get an awareness of that. Huh, look at everything that's showing up in your life. Cool, you get an awareness. I'm in this kind of flow. Well, what points of view are creating that for you? Okay, and what point of view could you have that would allow you to create something different? So notice it's just a simple little choice that could flip and turn things around. And bringing in, again, that letting go. And not having a point of view when you ask a question. So these questions, again, so if you have a point of view when you ask a question, it's actually just a statement with a question mark behind it. A true question comes from true curiosity. And so how can you get yourself into the space of true, like total curiosity? Of like, I really wonder how it gets better than this. Right? Your financial flows in your life have, if they're not where you want them to be, how does it get better than this? And really get curious. It might show up as the flow and the universe having friends invite you to dinner multiple times in 1 week, which creates and generates extra money for you and that you're not paying for that food. It might be that more clients just happen to show up when you're willing to just drop the expectation and allow these people to come to you. Because again, that energy that we started off with the beginning of the conversation, and if you're catching us midway through, we talked about this energy of what would you like your life and living to be. So pull that up again. Pulling that those energies up is actually a muscle that you can build so that you continue, as you bring that in, you actually become the energy. The energies dance with you all the time so that the things, the clients, the programs, the choices, the everything that you're doing actually magnetizes to you by having that. So pull that again. What would you like your life and living to be? Get the energies of that. Cool. And start to turn up the volume of that. Okay. And if you're going, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about, Maggie, just be with it. The brilliant thing about this is that your mind doesn't have to know what's going on. You and your body actually are getting this right now, whether you know it or not. And how you can tell that is actually sense the edges of your skin right now and expand energetically into the size of the room you're in and go further, further, further and invite that energy into that space with you. So again, we're magnetizing all that you're asking for, what your current life and living is, and if there's anything that you're asking for, if there's more that you're asking for beyond what is right now, you're inviting that in by cultivating this muscle. And that's where you want to go when you're in the flow, right? And if you find yourself out of the flow or in a point of view that isn't working for you, how do you turn it around? Flip it on its head. What is this? So here are four questions that you can play with when you're out of flow or you're in a flow that actually isn't creating what you desire. So you're going to ask, and these all come from Joy Business. And I love that. We're going to leave you on the cliffhanger, and I'll be back with those four questions after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When it comes to saving money, don't act like a baby.
Goo goo gaga.
Be the boss and make a budget.
I'm the boss, baby.
You're the boss of me.
I am the boss of you.
Are not.
M2.
Are not.
M2.
Need a little help?
Aren't you gonna do any work?
I'm very busy delegating.
Create a personalized savings plan.
We can share.
You obviously didn't go to business school.
And get other tools and tips at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hi, and welcome back to Joy Business Radio. I'm Maggie Emerson, your host for today. And just before the break, I was talking about being in the flow and how we are actually always in the flow, no matter what's showing up with us. It's just like, what is our point of view and what are the energies we're pulling into our lives? And then I was about to say before I left you on a cliffhanger, four questions that come from Access Consciousness and the Joy Business that you can ask that will assist you in pulling yourself into more of a creative, generative space for you to create your life. So when something is showing up, that anything is showing up, you can ask, what is this? And when you ask these questions, sometimes you will get words, information will pop into your head, and sometimes there's energy. And what I invite you to do, because there is so much more to this world than the English language, the energetic language is far, far greater, like in terms of different nuances and what is available, than we could speak in English. So pay it, like if you don't have words, I invite you to let go of the frustration if there is any. And again, that let go, it will come to you when it comes to you. And if you're willing to have that, if you're willing to let go and you're willing to have it come to you, it actually will come to you faster. Believe you me, I am the queen of impatience with myself, the queen of impatience with, I want to know now, I want the information now. And that actually slows it down. I take it from me. You want to open it up. Just let that go and allow it to come to you. So the first question, as I said, what is this? And give yourself a little bit of space, like, huh, what is this? And then check in. What can I do with that? And you'll know, what can I do with it? You might get information. You might get words. You might get a yes. You might, like, can I do something? What is this? What can I do with this? Can I change this? Can I change this? And you might get a yes or no. If so, you know, if it's a yes, how? And now with the how that we're asking right there, it's not about figuring it out. It's tapping again into that energetic component, like, oh, hey, how? Who, again, going into that, who do I need to speak to? Where can I go? What information is required? And opening up to receiving those subtle whispers. And actually, that brings me, so those are the four questions you want to play with. You might want to write them down, put them on a sticky note, put them by your computer, wherever you may go, maybe put them on your phone, so you have easy access to them, so you can unlock yourself from any stickiness that you may have. And where I wanted to go with you next I just lost it. Maybe we're going somewhere else. The questions are, what is this? What can I do with this? Can I change it? If so, how? And then getting out of not going into the figuring out, but actually like allowing the energy to come to you. So I'm going to pause right there and again invite you, and we're going to do this in the next segment too, that these next two segments I think are a little bit shorter, but I really invite you again, tap into the energy of what you'd like your life and living to be. Build that muscle. Right? Let's build that muscle. Let's pull that in faster than you think is possible and invite in more of a dynamic flow. And so actually that's exactly where we're going, is how to expand your flow, right? Like how to expand that energetic component of things naturally coming to you, yet you created them. And how you do that is you start acknowledging that it shows up. For example, if you're asking for more money and you're inviting yourself to be into the flow of more abundance, more money, more wealth, more cash into your life, and what do you do when you open the door and you've just parked and there's a penny on the ground? Do you kind of shake it off? Do you just go, it's a penny, it's dirty, it's gross? Or would you go, oh my goodness, thank you. There's kind of the abundance, the money, the cash, the wealth I'm asking for. Pick it up, pop it in your pocket, and acknowledge that it's coming to you. Kenny Douglas has this wonderful story, and Gary is the founder of Access Consciousness. He has this amazing story that this woman, again, in that flow of creating more wealth or bringing more into her life, and using actually the how does it get any better than this question. And so this woman, I think she found a penny or something, and then she goes, oh, how does it get better than this? And then she found a $5 bill. Oh, how does it get better than this? And she found $20. Oh, how does it get better than this? And then she ended up finding, you know, the day went on, and she ended up finding a diamond bracelet in the gutter. And she went, oh, it doesn't get any better than this. It stopped. Who knows if she stayed open to receiving more, what would have showed up in her life? But my point here is that you actually are the creator of your reality. you are the creator and the chooser of being in the flow of your life and business. And no matter where you are right now, you are not wrong and you are not right. You just are. So what would you like to create now? What would you like to create going forward? And what questions can you ask to get you there, to allow you to be in that river where there is waves, right? And the waves that come up, and you're able to face them with ease and joy and glory, right? Things will come. If you're building a business and you're a creator of magnitude, which my guess is if you're listening to the Joy Business Radio Show, you are a creator, right? You are a seeker. You are looking for something more. And not that you're not enough in this 10 seconds, but you're still seeking more. So how do you stay in the river of your joy, your ease, when the waves come in? Okay, what choices are you making? What questions are you asking to keep you in there so that, whoop, you just go up and over? Whoop, you just keep going, right? And actually, everything that is, will you actually let all of the energy that's coming up, because what I'm really perceiving is there's like, oh, God, how do I do this? Everything that is turns up, blame, destroy, and uncreate it. And then I'm going to say their clearing statement, and if you haven't heard it before, go to theclearingstatement.com. But the clearing goes right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And you may or may not notice after saying that, like, what do you notice? And most likely, there's probably a little bit more space in the world and relaxation of, oh, okay, I can get in the more flow. I can do that. So that's actually another tool you can use when you're bumping up against energies that are keeping you from having what you truly desire. You might want to do some clearings. And with that being said, choice trumps clearings. So what can you choose to move yourself beyond the space that you are in that you're asking to change? Cool. And back to that increasing, you know, dynamically increasing, expanding, exponentializing the flow, following the energy. And it talks a little bit about acknowledgement. And acknowledgement is how I describe acknowledgement is it is the gas pedal to creating more of what you desire. And so it's like wherever you put your attention, energy grows, right? So if you're putting your attention on what's not working, what's going to grow? What's going to flow? And if you're putting your attention on what the subtle little things that are showing up in your life, or even the big ones, what's going to grow? So use your awareness to really, really allow yourself to pay attention to the little things, the big things that are showing up that are, you know, stepping stones or the breadcrumbs to the larger targets you may have. So how does it get better than this? What is truly possible when you choose to take action and become the creator of your life while allowing everything to come to you with ease, joy, and glory? And as we're here actually with the ease, joy, and glory, one of the greatest things that when I have been going through challenging times with my business at times or challenging times in my relationships out in the world, my day-to-day life, is the saying, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And you can say all of life, all of business, all of money, but really all of life encompasses it, everything. And if you say that 10 times in the morning, and then you say it 10 times in the evening before you go to bed, you may be dynamically and wonderfully surprised at how even the most challenging things that can show up in our lives and business can come to you with ease and joy and glory. And ease does not mean easy. Ease can come with easy, but ease is, you know, dealing with, you know, taxes, right? Some of you may find taxes fun. It's not my favorite thing yet. I know a fellow, Lauren Marie, a fellow Joy Business Facilitator, is now finding joy in Texas, which I love seeing and is an invitation. But it's like all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory includes everything. So what would it be like? I'm putting up the dare to all of you who are listening to this to do this for 10 days straight. 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And then I invite you, if you're doing this, do it for 10 days and then email me, accessmaggie@gmail.com, and let me know what shifts. Let me know if you loved it. Let me know if you hated it. Let me know if it's created something in your world. I want to know. Put it to use, and I want to know. Okay? And back to that acknowledgement piece of that. So the reason I'm asking you to do that and then let me know is so that you take a moment to acknowledge, oh, okay, I put this tool to practice. And it changed something. And some of the things, I just watched this beautiful YouTube video recently about something that happens with your business and being in the flow. When we acknowledge these bits, it grows, right? It was like, oh, and then this happened, and then this happened. It's like going to the gym, right? If you decide you want to change the shape of your body, you go to the gym, right? Day one. And I have to, I don't have the video in front of me to credit who this was. But you go to the gym day one, you go look in the mirror, and nothing's really changed. Then you go to the gym day two, you look in the mirror, nothing's really changed. You keep going. After 30 days, you notice the difference. Right? So when you're putting these tools into action, you're inviting yourself into the flow. Every single day, your choice creates more of what you're choosing towards. So I'm going to clear that too. Everything matters. Time to get silly. We destroy it and create it. Right and wrong, good and bad, tongue talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So in this moment, I really invite you to acknowledge something. While we go to break, go ahead and acknowledge something brilliant about you.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm here. Sorry, this is Maggie Schwarb with Troy Business Radio on Times. I muted myself so you couldn't hear me. Wasn't quite in the flow of that. But we're back talking about defining the flow in life and business. And before I go there, I just wanted to invite you one more time to get the energy of your life and living and what you would like it to be, how you would like it to be, the energies of that, and start magnetizing that towards you. And a couple of announcements as well. As I spoke about on the beginning of this conversation, this show is come play with all of the Joy Business facilitators on the Joy Business Book Club. You can find that at accessjoyofbusiness.com/book club. And the other piece is, if you're really like, I'm not in my flow, or you want to find more of your flow, there are all of us Joy Business facilitators do one-on-one sessions, and you're invited to have a free 30-minute, let's have a conversation. What do you require in your business with myself? And you can email me at accessmaggie@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, and it's actually facebook.com/adventurewithmaggie is where you can find me. Send me a message. What do you require? What can I contribute to you being in the flow and generating and creating the life you desire and you deserve? So how does it get better than that? And so I just want to wrap up in the last 10-ish minutes of our time together of, okay, how do we break down the steps? And there aren't really steps, and yet there can be, so that you have a little bit more ease in finding your flow, getting into the flow, getting out of the flow, finding your flow, all of that that comes with the ebbs and flows and adventures of life and living. So the first thing you want to do is get really present with you, your life. What would you like to create? How would you like your life to be? Without going into the computation, how would you like to be? How would you like it to be? What are the energies of that? Right? Get that. And just let it, again, dance around you. Let it be the energies around you. And notice, even if you're sitting at your house, if you're sitting in your car, start to notice what matches that energy that's in your life already, so you can acknowledge that. And start to notice what doesn't match. And it's not a wrongness. Don't you dare go into judgment about what doesn't match. It's just an awareness of, oh, okay. So I know for me, I'm in the midst of creating a different vehicle, because the vehicle that I currently drive does not match the energy of what I'd like my life living to be. Yet I'm grateful that I have a car to drive around and enjoy until I create and find the vehicle that is going to match the energy of my life and living. Number two with finding the flow in life and business is asking questions. Ask questions. You want to live as the question, be the question. How do you do that? You just start asking questions. If you don't know what question to ask, what question can I ask here? And that begins the shifting into the possibilities and the doors opening for you, versus being in question, conclusion, and that stickiness where we stick ourselves and we kind of get in the funk. Right? And again, those four questions that you can put on a sticky note beside your desk or on your phone is, what is this? What can I do with this? Can I change this? And if so, how? Number three is to really acknowledge that you're actually in the flow no matter what. Your point of view creates your reality. So what point of view do you need to have about your life, your living, your creations, your business, to be in a flow that lights and you up and excites you? That brings me to the light and heavy. Follow the lightness. Simone actually has a different, and a beautiful, I love the way she does this. Simone Millicis, the founder of Joy Business, is the yes, no universe. So light, heavy, yes, no. You know, follow your yes, follow your lightness, and keep going with that. You will find that when you follow your yes, when you follow the lightness, things will move faster, they'll be more fun. And it just has a playful, adventuresome side of whether it's in your life or your business. Okay. And then the other piece, and this is what you really want to cultivate, is actually two parts to this one. The acknowledgement, right? You really want to cultivate that ability to acknowledge what is showing up, big, small, tiny, and everything in between. It's like, oh, okay, I asked for this. oh, okay, ask for this. Okay, okay. And then be grateful no matter how it shows up, because sometimes we'll ask for things and they will show up in a way that we didn't think they'd show up. Sometimes it shows up in, like, you think, oh, this isn't so great after all. And it's not about going into the judgment of it, because that is actually going to stop the beautiful flow that you have going on. Being grateful for it, okay, I'm grateful. And then you throw in a question, what else is possible here? How does it get better than this? And then if you're open and you're not in that, like, I'm in a box, you can only give what fits in the box, you're open, you can receive what you've asked for, what you're asking to create, in far greater ways than you can possibly imagine. And that's what, when you cultivate this muscle, right, of the flow, of being in the energy of that which you'd like your life and living to be like, everything truly will. And I know it sounds like some of you may be listening and be like, no, it doesn't show up greater than I think it's possible. But guess what? If your mind could think it, it would be here already. So when you truly drop the mind, drop the figuring out, step into the spaciousness of being, choosing, asking questions, and everything can show up far greater than you can imagine, far, far greater. As a quick example before we end is that last April-ish, I'll tell this as quick as possible, I was asking what would it be like to be flown to Denver and have someone escort me to where I wanted to go, because I was about 6.5 hour drive from Denver and I really wanted to fly. So turns out that was an interesting ask, and it showed up with my son having a broken arm, which you may have heard on previous shows, breaking arm like quite badly with a lacerated artery, and we had to be flown on a flight for life to Denver and then escorted to where we needed to go. How did we get better than that? What I recognized in that is I asked for that. I didn't ask for it to be my son's broken arm, no way, no how, but I asked for that energy, flying to Denver, escorted. I acknowledged that I was a creator of that. So that's a key piece. You are the creator. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to rephrase this ask. I'd like to be flown around for a fun adventure and be brought back to where I live in Durango. And lo and behold, I had a client who is a pilot who invited me to go fly on their airplane and took me on a tour around my favorite mountains in Colorado and flew me back home. So notice the ask, the energies, and I was still totally in the flow of everything before for each of those. So how does it get better than that? What else is possible? What are you asking for? And how can you, without figuring out, like, what energies can you play with? What choices can you choose? What actions can you take that will allow you even more flow in your life, even more ease in your life to create it in a way that only you know how? So everything that doesn't allow that, we just join on creatively. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And as we leave this show today, I think we're going to have a couple minutes. I'm going to take you on, bring back into that energy. Let's add to it. What would you like your life and living to be? We're going to leave you with what is called an energy pull. And all you need to know right now about that energy pull is that your body knows how to do it. And you'll get it whether you think you do or not. So get the energies again of what you'd like your life and living to be and turn off the volume of that. Let it be a dancing of yourself, that butterfly stomach, that, you know, the sense of, like, bringing in the amount of cash flow that you'd like to have, the amount of clients you'd like to have, the car you'd like to be driving, the people, the contribution you're bringing to the world, bring that in. And then sense the edges of your skin, and then expand out energetically to the size of the room you're in, to the size of the city you're in, to the size of the state you're in, the province you're in. And keep going. And what you're going to do is energetically, from that big expanded space, you're going to pull through all of that energy through you. So you're inviting it to turn up, right? You're pouring, turning on the tap of those energies, right? And fill yourself up with those energies so you become the magnet. And then what you're going to do, you're going to keep pulling, and then you're going to trickle out that energy from you, like your Hansel and Gretel. And you're leaving the crumbs. It's not crumbs. You're leaving the juicy energies of all your clients that are looking. They're looking for you right now. They just haven't been able to find you because they're looking for this energy, and now you're sending it out to them. But trickle it out. Trickle it out, and then dynamically again, pull that in. Pull all of those energies in you for you so that it becomes so familiar to you, and you keep adding. So it becomes familiar, yet it keeps getting greater. And then trickle it out. Leave the crumbs, leave the seeds, plant the possibilities out in the world, all over the world, if you'd like a global business, if you'd like a global life. And allow yourself to be really infused in that energy. My guess is there might be some joy in there. There might be a grin in there. There might be some smiles. There might even be that sense of that unknown. Is this excitement or is this fear? My guess is just ask yourself, is this excitement or fear? Because are you ready to leap into what the next thing is for you? And are you willing to do that with so much ease and so much flow? And again, what questions can you ask that will keep you moving forward, that will keep you in this energy? And on that note, have a beautiful day. I'm grateful to be here with you. This is Maggie Emerson, Joy of Business Facilitator. Bye-bye for now.